How to choose the right security guard company for your business. Choosing a security company shouldn't feel like you're spinning a wheel and hoping you don't land on night shift, no show. Most businesses hire security for the same reason. Something's been happening, or almost happened, and you're done playing defense. The tricky part is figuring out which security company will actually help and which one will just show up and exist. If you're also trying to budget this properly, our breakdown on how much security guards cost in 2026 can help you spot pricing that's normal versus pricing that's, wait, what? Here's a real-world, no-fluff guide to picking the right security guard company for your business, plus the exact questions to ask so you don't get stuck in a contract with regrets. Start with the real problem, because we need security is vague. Before you compare companies, get clear on what you're trying to fix. Most security needs fall into a few buckets. Deterrence. You want a visible presence so problems don't start. Access control. You need to control who comes in and out. After hours coverage. You need the property checked when everyone's gone. Incident response. You need someone to handle issues calmly and document it. If you're dealing with theft, trespassing, or after hours weirdness, the right solution is often a mix, like mobile patrol plus smart coverage hours, instead of paying for a static guard during dead time, which is exactly why. Non-negotiable number one, verify licensing. Don't take anyone's word for it. In California, security companies and guards are regulated by BSIS. The easiest move is simply verifying licenses through the official BSIS tool. It takes like 30 seconds and saves you from a lot of pain later. A legit security company won't act weird about licensing. They'll expect you to ask. This also matters because guards have legal limits on things like detention and arrest. If you're curious, here's a straight answer on can security guards arrest someone. Non-negotiable number two, insurance and liability coverage. Ask for proof of general liability workers. Comp any extra requirements your landlord, GC, or venue demands. If you're hiring security, you're hiring someone to deal with risk. Make sure you're not accidentally absorbing theirs. The price question most people ask, and the better one they should ask. Most people ask, what's your hourly rate? Better question, what's included in that rate? Because two companies can quote the same number and deliver totally different realities. If you want a quick baseline for budgeting, it helps to understand typical pricing structures. Unarmed versus armed versus patrol. A good reference point is a breakdown like how much security guards cost in 2026, so you know what's normal and what's suspiciously low. Guard quality, what they do when nothing is happening. Most shifts are boring. That's normal. The question is, does the guard stay professional when it's boring? Look for clear communication, not power trip vibes. Consistent patrols, not just parking somewhere and scrolling. Professional appearance and behavior. The ability to de-escalate instead of escalating. If your business has public-facing traffic, retail, offices, lobbies, professionalism matters even more, because your guard becomes part of the customer experience. For example, a simple ID check can be totally normal or totally mishandled, which is why we wrote a quick guide on can security guards check IDs legally. Reporting, if it's not documented, it didn't happen. A solid security company should provide daily activity logs, incident reports when needed, time-stamped patrol documentation, clear notes on what was checked and what was found. You'd be shocked how many businesses pay for security and still can't answer what happened last night. If you manage multiple sites or you've had recurring issues, reporting is not optional, it's the whole point. And if your issues are retail-related, reporting becomes even more important when a situation turns into a detention. Here's the clean version of can security guards detain shoplifters in California. Match the service type to your business. This saves the most money. Here's the reality. Most bad security decisions happen because the business chose the wrong service type. Unarmed guards. Best for deterrence, access control, and day-to-day presence. In places with lots of foot traffic, even bag checks come up, and the rules are a little more consent-based than most people think, which we explain in Can Security Guards Search Bags, California. Armed guards. Best when risk is legitimately higher, or the site needs it for specific reasons, not just it feels safer. Mobile patrol. Best when you need. After hours checks, unpredictable presence, a lower total monthly cost than a full-time post. If your issues happen overnight, mobile patrol security is usually the cleanest solution, especially for lots, HOAs, and commercial properties. And if you're stuck choosing between patrol and a full-time post, start with mobile patrol and only scale up if the site actually proves it needs more coverage. Construction sites. Construction sites get hit after hours because materials and tools sit out, lighting is imperfect. Nobody's watching after 7 p.m. If you run projects, you've got to think in phases: early build, rough in, finish stage, since construction site security isn't handled the same way as retail or office properties. And if you're managing in California, our San Jose breakdown shows what actually gets targeted and why nights are usually when things go sideways. Operations matter. Dispatch, scheduling, and backup plans. Here's a question that instantly separates companies. What happens if the guard calls out 30 minutes before shift? Good answers sound like, we have a relief pool. We have supervisor coverage. We dispatch a patrol unit while we backfill. Bad answers sound like, we'll see. Also ask whether they support urgent situations after hours. If your site has a problem at 2 a.m., you don't want voicemail energy. The 13 questions to ask before you sign anything. Copy/paste this into your notes when you're comparing companies. Can I verify your company and guard licensing through BSIS? What insurance do you carry? And can you provide certificates? Who supervises guards, and how often do site checks happen? What does reporting look like? Daily logs, incident reports, timestamps. Do you offer mobile patrol as an option when a full post is overkill? What's your replacement plan for callouts and no-shows? Do you have after-hours support or dispatch coverage? How do you train guards for customer-facing roles and de-escalation? Can you tailor post orders per site instead of generic duties? Can you scale coverage up/down as needs change? Have you handled my type of site? Retail, office, construction, residential? What does success look like in 30 days, and how do you measure it? How do you handle documentation if something serious happens? If a company answers these clearly and confidently, you're probably talking to pros. Here's the simplest way we look at security. Calm presence, plus clear post orders, plus consistent coverage, plus strong reporting. Depending on the site, that can mean a full-time guard post, or something leaner like mobile patrol security that still gives you documented checks. Most clients don't want drama. They want fewer incidents, fewer headaches, and documentation they can rely on if something happens. That's why we build coverage around the actual environment, whether it's a business site, an office building, a construction project, or a community that needs regular patrol checks. And because clients always ask about cost and scope upfront, we're big on aligning coverage to budget. Sometimes that means a full-time post, and sometimes it means smarter scheduling or patrol-based coverage, depending on what you're protecting. FAQs. Is the cheapest company ever the best option? Sometimes. But usually cheapest becomes expensive through turnover, weak reporting, and poor incident handling. Do I need armed guards? Only if the risk level supports it. Otherwise, you're often paying for a vibe instead of a better outcome. What's a good option for after-hours security? Usually mobile patrols or hybrid coverage, especially if incidents happen overnight. How do I verify a security company is legit in California? Use BSIS license verification and confirm insurance. Conclusion. Choose the company that's calm, consistent, and documented. The right security company isn't the one with the flashiest pitch. It's the one that can clearly explain how they'll show up consistently, follow post orders, handle incidents professionally, document what happens, adapt coverage as your risk changes. And if you want to gut check pricing while you're comparing options, it helps to keep how much security guards cost in 2026 bookmarked so you're not negotiating blind. If you use the checklist above, you'll avoid most of the common traps and end up with a security setup that actually supports your business, quietly, consistently, and with fewer surprises.